I'll do out.
Yeah, I think you swiped something maybe when you were looking.
I definitely screwed something up.
It's okay.
Let's see here. Am I allowed to pass you off to my wife? She does all my billing. Never mind, my wife doesn't want to.
Okay.
I'm taking a lot of calls all of a sudden, so I'm just kind of, let me see here. All right, the business email.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why it's not, my email's not loading. This is weird.
Don't worry. Well, while you're doing that, let's confirm the address, because they're going to send you that Google verification letter in the mail. So,
yeah.
Is the 919 Comfort Street still accurate?
No.
No? Okay, what's the street address for the business?
127.
127?
Jackson. Street. Lansing, Michigan.
Okay, same zip code, 48915?
What was that, sir?
Is the zip code 48915?
Let me double check it, because we just bought this house.
Oh, okay. I can actually find it here on Google Maps, too. Give me one sec.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
I forgot, Google's right at your thumb,
Yeah, I got you going everywhere. So there's a 127 West Jackson Street. There's a 127 East Jackson Street.
Yeah,
there's a 127
I'm west.
Jackson Court. You're west?
Yeah, I'm west. Yeah, on Google Maps, it shows the like little white SUV, like a van backed in, a white van. That ain't ours, but I don't think it is. But,
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, our little tiny house.
All right. Hey, the home is a home. That's what matters. Not so much the house, but what's going on under the roof. I've seen people with mansions that just don't want to go in there.
Right, no shit. I wouldn't want to either.
So you married the wrong one, huh?
Right.
Okay. All right, so I got your address. PIN's going to take about 3 to 5 days to get to you, it says, in the mail. So you don't want to miss that. It says Google right on it.
Yep.
Okay. And
okay.
Oh, you found the email?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's MOORE dumpster junk removal at gmail.com. There's no slash in there.
Okay. More dumpster junk removal at gmail.com. Okay, update. Okay, and that came back as valid. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
What do you mean? Like,
they're your call hours. People confuse them as work hours, but on your Google business profile, there'll be a little green and red icon kind of indicating.
Oh, from 6 a.m. or from 6 a.m. to, let's say, 8 a.m. Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday, probably do 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Okay. Submit. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card?
Only cash, check. We can't do card yet.
Okay. Okay, and then for your website, do you have any, like, before and after photos, maybe, of some jobs
that
you've
done? Yeah, I have some.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to send you this email address, and that's where I want you to send the photos, as many as you can, and then also send in your logo when you get a chance.
Okay.
Okay, we want to have that all over the website and start branding it.
I don't know if we have a logo.
Yeah, there's logos on your listings that I found. It's like black and green. It says Moore's Junk Removal and Dumpster Rental LLC.
Really?
Yeah, it's like black and green. Let me see if I can.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who made that.
let me find it. Hold on. Okay, so it's on Yelp, and then Angie has it here.
Really?
Yeah, here, let me copy this link and then send it to you, see if that's what you want. If not, we can develop a new one for you, get a new logo going. We'll sit down with you and customize one, but I thought that was something maybe you built yourself there. It doesn't really match up with the business name, honestly, though. Like, they have the junk.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It should be Moore's Dumpster Rental and Junk Removal, and just get rid of the LLC. So it's a good logo.
You know what's messed up is on this Angie profile, too, they spell dumpster wrong. Like, it's dumpster. You see it?
What?
Yeah, if you click on the link, I texted it over to you so you can see it in the logo in there. But, yeah, they spell it D-U-M-S-T-E-R. Like, they must have thrown it together in a hurry or bad spelling.
Dumpster.
Yeah. Dumpster.
sounds retarded.
Yeah, exactly. You probably are.
That actually sounds fucking retarded. That's all right. Today.
So just to be clear, you want it to be more dumpster rental and junk removal as the business name?
Yeah, so it needs to be more dump. So my company name is More Dumpster. Okay, no S's. More Dumpster and Junk Removal.
Yeah, that's how we actually have it here. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So literally how it is on fucking Angie's without their spelling problems is literally how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
So I don't know why.
So what about that logo? Is that you, or is that what you want moving forward? Or there's a misspelling there too. It says Moore's with an S, and then Junk Removal and Dumpster Rental LLC. So
just want to build one, that's fine.
Okay, let me go ahead and do this. We'll send options, and then we'll customize it to how you feel. We can make sure it's not breaking any trademark laws or anything like that. So. Building site. All right. So I got your profile created. In terms of like your client interview, what do you think would be the best time for you?
What was that? Sorry, you cut out.
Oh, I was saying your client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but that's where they're going to go over like the services you provide, the area you cover. We'll get started on your
Around like 1 o'clock. Around 1 o'clock, fine.
Okay. Yeah, I have 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to do some heavy lifting today.
Actually, let's do like 1:45 today.
Oh, well, we usually need an hour window. So it'd have to be like 1 or 2.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine then.
Just in case the call goes over or they're maybe like 5 minutes late from the previous call, they like to give us a little space. Okay. All right, so I'll lock it in here between 1 and 2. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the appointment, and then I'm going to send you a text message 1 hour before. I'm going to set up an automated reminder for you. All right, then we're all set there. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
With a credit card.
Okay. All right. Is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay.
Christian Cadillo.
Right. Yeah, that's what I had here. And then the billing address is going to be the same as the street address we're going to Google verify?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address?
I just have a zip code.
Oh, okay. So it's just 48906?
Yeah, no. So what's the zip code for this car, babe? Hold on. I'm sorry. We're getting the zip code for this car.
No worries. It might be under the old address, the Comfort Street.
It's not.
Oh, it's not? Okay, never mind. I'll shut up.
Yeah, damn it. Sit down.
Ah. Think you know it all.
One second here. Hey, let me call you right back. I'm on the other line. Yep. Let's see here. 48623.
48623. Okay.
Yep.
Do you have the address for that?
No. It's under my dad's other business.
Oh wow.
So
okay. Yeah. Hopefully this goes through. We'll find out right now.
It did for Andy's. I mean, you know, but.
Yeah, just Google, like, they use a very strict merchant processing, so usually on the address, it has, like, the address, city, state, and the zip code, not just the zip code. If I change the zip code, it still has the 12 West Jackson Street and the rest of it, so I don't know if I should delete that and then just try to process it with the zip code, but we'll see what happens, and if I got to switch it, I'll switch it.
Yeah.
It'll notify me if it says there's a problem with the address. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Eight zero six three.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/27.
And then there is a 3-digit code on the back.
My wife's about to rip her hair out. 661. Our daughter woke up today and just chose violence.
Oh yeah.
She's just running all over the fucking place.
My son's like 20 days from turning 5. So I know your pain.
Yeah, our daughter's basically 2, and she just hit the ground running. And my wife was up late doing a bunch of billing for me, and I just woke her up. You heard her. And my daughter woke up with her and just took right off. So she's just so pissed off.
Yeah, it's rough. The next, 2 years is kind of crazy. Now my son is he understands enough to where I could threaten him to stop.
Right.
You want to get thumped upside the head? What? He stops real quick. Before, he didn't understand what that meant, so he just keep doing it.
Right.
Oh, man.
It'd be like that. Well, and that's the part I'm getting through is I'll be like, dude, stop. And she just stares at the wall like I'm not even talking to her.
Yeah.
You know, and she'll act like something's wrong, and it's like, I'm just telling you to stop, and it's hard punishing kids, man. It's hard.
Oh yeah, I can't do it.
Right.
I'm all hard. I might say, hey, let's go play.
I've threatened the stinker numerous times. It's like I could never do it.
Yeah. I get my son in funny ways. Like I'll go tell him let's go play catch, and then I'll go, oh, look at the airplane, and then I'll just hit him one time with the ball. And that was for earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
there you go.
Fucking Christ.
I didn't hit him. He'll never remember me raising a hand to him, that's for sure.
Right. Like why are we wagging? Like, hey, stand over there.
Yeah.
He whacked everywhere. No, dude, my buddy, he had a kid that fucking, dude, I tell you, his kid, he's I say had a kid because I think he disowned him at this point. he's like 13 now, but dude, he's having a lot of issues with him, and he actually like punished him one time, and then his kid turned around and punched him.
Yeah.
It's like I remember that shit happened in the garage and had like a big get together, and I've never seen a father fucking turn so red in my life. Like he was gonna kill him. He was so mad.
Oh yeah. My son pushes me a lot. I put him in jiu-jitsu because he's going to start school this year. Like, I didn't make him go to pre-K or anything. So I was like, okay, he's going to go right into kindergarten having to deal with kids, and he's an only child. So I was like, let me teach him how to defend himself. So I put him in jiu-jitsu about a year ago. He's a yellow belt. So I get choked out of nowhere all the time, you know? Like, he tries to fight me when he gets upset. Like, I'll take his game away, and he's, I'm so angry. And then he wants to try to choke me.
Right. Dude, you're a fucking integral to be like 6'8". It's just going to start punching you in the throat.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you don't know what I'm made of yet. I let him watch me in the at nighttime. I'll go out to the garage though and lift weights so he knows, like, I can still squish you with one hand.
One of these weights is free of you.
Exactly.
Like, hey, wait, on this bit.
You know how kind I am? I could just break you in half. All right, so I have your profile created here. I do have to walk you through a voice verification, so I'm going to turn on this recording. Google has us do this on every call just to outline the agreement with the business owner and as an added element of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand what I'm saying, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction.
That's fine.
All right. All right, where's this recording? All right, Chris, you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
More Dumpster and Junk Removal.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Christian Cadillo, the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. We're not saying that you can't do anything else after today. But you shouldn't need anything else, honestly, if you look at everything in the Platinum package. But if you are going to add something, just double check with us that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything, because that'll cause a problem if you have like two Google profiles floating around or two websites with the same information. It just messes with the AI. Okay, and then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 8th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398 for the first month. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the eighth day, but it's going to remain in a discounted pricing structure of $299 or $299 moving forward. Okay. And it says you can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's early termination fee if you cancel prior to the 90 days. So it's a three-month verbal commitment with an ETF. After that, there's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So you should start receiving some text messages here from our company.
Yep.
Okay. One of them is going to be a outline of the agreement in writing. So everything that I just said is going to be documented there in writing for you to sign off on. Also, you're going to get an email and another text message that will come through that is your Google verification form. You only got to get verified on Google one time for as long as you own this business. And it stays valid even if you were to leave our services later, right? So it's really important that we fill that out and we get you through the Google verification process. Get that back
I
to
I just
us.
Hope that this actually works. So you're telling me now when someone Googles junk removal or anything, we're going to be on the top with the other ones.
Yeah, not right away, though. Like I said, remember, there's a timeline because we have to do the interview. We have to get you Google verified. So there's going to be a little setup period here for the Google side of it. But for Facebook and the other things, yeah, and we got to get your website going. But for Facebook and the other things. But the end result, yes, is that they'll just be able to type in junk removal. They don't even have to put in Lansing. If they're just within 40 miles of your area, you'll show as a top option on the first page of the results.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That works.
And it's not just junk removal, too. We cover you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. I don't know if I touched on that. So
yeah, you did.
Yep. Cleanup? Okay, yeah. Any of the service. And we could switch those keywords, too, if you ever want
to. Whatever happened to the first person that called me? You just took over
Tara?
The call I did.
Yeah, because what Tara did is she tried to put you under a new in business credit right away. I guess when you were talking to her, you had said some numbers out loud, and she put in the notes here. She could have handled it herself, though. I've been working with her for like 13 years.
Oh, I mean, well, you know, Angie's List is, you know, that's what I did. I told her, I'm like, listen, like, I get 800 fucking scam calls a day asking for, you know, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? I mean, you know, I have a lot of friends and a lot of like bureau places, and like they're always warning me like, hey, don't do this, don't do that. And, I try not to like what I'm doing right now, I don't even like doing, you know, I'd rather just, but the thing is I tried to figure it out on my own, and I'm not really doing a good job at it. So I'm doing a lot of downtime, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you hit a wall. Like, you can get through the Google verification on your own, but if you try to do it on your own, it takes like 2 to 3 months because they don't see you running ads at the Google headquarters, so they just kind of put it on the back burner. They're like, he just wants to get verified. He's not actually buying, like, our advertisement or ad space.
Now, if we do this, right, and I decide I want to go through, like, Google ads and, like, upgrade my plan, I don't have to wait another fucking month.
We'll already have it all. Yeah, no, we'll already have it all verified, so it'll be really easy if you want to upgrade into the other packages. Just let me know, and then
if you guys give me results out of this, I mean, I'll absolutely upgrade.
Yeah, and just to track your results too, and when you're eligible for that, because you need to have at least 5 reviews on your Google business profile before we can do Google Ads or Google Verified. But what I was going to say is, one of the text messages that comes through, it's going to be a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yep.
Okay, so we have an app. Doesn't matter what kind of device you have. If you just go to App Store, type in our company name, Local Splash, there's an app in there, and you'll be able to keep track of everything we're bringing in and where it came from. But it'll also notify you when you're eligible for Google Verified or Google Ads. And so you can just click on that if you're ready, and then we'll contact you and we'll set it all up.
Cool. All right, yeah, because, I mean, I think that's what a lot of these companies do is – That's why they have such a majority of work is because they got fucking ads on every platform.
Right.
You know,
yeah. If you look at junk removal and you just pull out your phone, you know, that's the thing.
You're watching fucking Barney and you see a fucking commercial.
Yeah, that too.
You know, they're literally everywhere. I've seen, like, I don't know what it's like down there. You said you're in Florida.
No, we're in California.
Oh, California. Okay. I'm originally from Tehachapi, California.
All the Google headquarters are out here.
Yeah, yep. So like, they did, like, I don't know if you've heard of, like, scrapping cars and junk cars and stuff. But they, like, out here in Michigan, they do amass, like these companies, like these big, just everyday people, they don't even have big companies, will turn around and they'll pay for Facebook advertising. And they'll scrap, like, 7-8 parts, you know, off of their advertising. And I'm like, how do you make money, though? You know, because Facebook charges you, like, $1,000 a week. So how are you revenuing money, you know? Crazy.
They do. You know, and it's
right,
because...
Right, exactly.
Like,
and that's what worries me, because if I pay you guys... You know, 200, 300 a month, whatever, and then I bump it up to 1,000. It's like, if you guys are, if I'm only bringing in, you know, fucking, you know, let's say, you know, $1,000 a month, if not, you know, more off of people clicking from you guys, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, that's where I'm starting to get worried with Angie, because I'm not seeing a lot of results.
Right. Well, that's the thing I was trying to tell you, too. Angie's is like, they'll put themselves on Google, and then they resell you a lead. So they got to pay for what they're buying it off Google for, too. And then the way that they make money is they'll hike the price up on the lead, and then they'll sell it to 3 or 4 other people as well.
Okay.
Right? So basically, they're making their money by reselling it, but that diminishes the value or the chances of you getting it. So there's going to be times on that platform you're paying a lead fee for nothing. with this, we're going to have multiple different ways of generating leads. We're not just doing Google. We're putting you on Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. So we'll be able to pull leads from multiple platforms and build your website. So we're actually building your company's infrastructure. So I don't want you comparing the two of them. They're just completely different things. And
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll have a lot more chances for job opportunities, and you're not going to have to spend as much because we're not nickel and diming you for every single lead or call you get.
Okay.
So I think you'll like it. It's just, you got to get through the initial setup period to see it. That's the only hard part there. It's just getting through the Google verification. But like I said, that's something you only got to do one time for as long as you own your business, so it's worth it. You know, you just got to get through.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
so
yeah,
I just hope that we can make it big, you know.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. It's not a get rich quick scheme, but you know, you want your business is like your baby, and you want to give it the best.
A wise man.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wise man once told me, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Exactly. So I don't want to tell you it's a get rich quick scheme, but I do say it's like your kid. You know, you just want to give it the best chance to survive.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, if people right down the street from you have a junk removal job and they pull out their phone and they're getting Lansing and not even seeing you as an option, that's not giving your business the best chance. So by doing this today, you're giving your business the best chance by keeping your name in those conversations. Make sense?
Yep. 100%.
All right. So I have everything set up. You're good to go. I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. We do have 24/7 customer service, so if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. That number is attached to every text and email that you get from us. Other than that, just enjoy the rest of your day, and then we're going to circle back with you here pretty shortly. I have a client interview scheduled in about 2 hours.
Okay. Now, is this your company? So the number you texted me off of, if I have any questions, like, can I reach out through there, or?
Yeah, the 877 line, that's all over our business profile. I'll send my direct extension right now, too. So I'll just send you the text, my direct. But anytime you dial that 877 line, if you press 1, there's a live operator 24/7. If it's during the week, I'm only here from 10 to 7 your time, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Do you game? Your voice sounds familiar.
Yeah. I used to
it's
a
like
lot.
It's like perfect telemarketer, dude. I used to play with this guy, and he worked for Facebook. He worked for somebody, and he used to have to call people all day, and it was a really big company. And he was just a funny fucker because he'd basically be trying to sell random people shit on the game. But like, he had a voice changer, so he could change himself to a fucking Amin. It was hilarious. Yeah, dude, it was great. It was great, wow. Fucking. Yeah,
I do try to stick to the book because they record our conversations, but I get off topic all the time. I was talking to a guy about like Israel and the Bible and all kind of stuff the other day, and they were like, "What is going on? You are
so get the fuck off my phone."
I was like, "Oh, you're on. You're like those guys. Get out of here,
dude." You know, and I'm pissed off. You know, you guys can go to hell anyways because it's 39 degrees here. You guys are probably already 80 degrees.
Let me see. Yeah, it's 65 and mostly cloudy, it says.
Yeah, so are you guys, where's Google headquarters at in California?
Orange County. Yeah, we're in Orange County. So it's like Irvine, it's borderline Irvine, Newport Beach. When you look up Google Building 1, it'll say Irvine, but it's on Jamboree. So it's literally on the road that separates Irvine and Newport Beach.
Well, Newport Beach, isn't that right next to Los Angeles?
No. We're Orange County, so L.A. is like an hour north. We're like the halfway point between San Diego and L.A.
Oh, okay, So then you should know where Bakersfield and Tehachapi is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been all over California.
Yeah, I'm originally from Tehachapi. So you have Tehachapi right there, and you have a little place only really locals know, but there's a place called Bear Valley. And that's where I'm originally from because there's a prison just outside of Tehachapi out right at the bottom of Bear Valley. There's a maximum security prison, and that's where my mom and stepdad worked. So we
what
actually
that called? Is that Delano or Wasco?
Something. Yeah. I was just a kid, you know. I don't really remember, but I do know one thing, and it's cool. if you look up that prison, okay, and you go on Google Maps, because this is actually really cool. Pit bulls and parolees, have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a TV show called Pit Bulls and Parolees. It's very popular, like very popular. And they live in our old property, on our old ranch.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they bought it from us, and then we moved back to Michigan. Yeah,
that's,
so if you look
up... Oh, the Villa Lobos ranch right here?
Yeah, so,
has,
so if you
like, go... the big gate, Villa Lobos gate?
Yeah, let me look here. I'm going to go on the map here. So if you go to... Hold on. Tashkent State Prison. And then if you go down 202, where the gate is, okay, and then there's a dirt road. So you see that where the lane splits to two and it goes into the prison?
Yeah.
You see that dirt parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
That right there. So that road that leads down to this tower.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. So that place right there, the address is 24890 Haven Lane. Yep. That's our old ranch. Yep. That's where I'm originally from. And if you zoom out, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. To the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, they call it Marley's Mutt Dog Rescue now. Marley Mutt Rescue. Ranch.
Yeah. Google them. If you Google Marley Mutt's stuff, I believe they got their whole show, everything. That's it. Yep.
Wow.
That's
a lot of area to run around, man. You probably had a good childhood.
I mean, I used to ride horses and race dirt bikes through there, and that whole field in front of it, not just the square, all the way to Roberts Ave. And, there's actually a line. There's like a rope that cuts it in half at the right before the intersection.
That
property is attached. Yeah, we used to run through there all the time. And then the cool thing is, though, is if you zoom out on the property, behind the property, that's a mountain. So on the other side of that mountain
that
there.
Back there, like Cummings Valley Road?
Yeah, so no. So there's right behind the house, there's a shooting range.
I see it.
That's the prison. Yeah, that's the prison, the firing range and everything for the guards, yeah? So all the time, it would sound like warfare on the other side of our hill.
I feel like I've been out. Oh, no. The last time I went shooting was in Paris, like Lake Paris out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I drove by this area not long ago because I did a trip out to, what was it, Sequoia National Forest. And then, but we took the 395. You ever take that road up?
Maybe.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was probably the most beautiful highway that I'd never experienced until like this year. But the 395, it runs all the way up the back of the Sequoias. I mean, you can go all the way to Yosemite. It goes through like Kings Canyon, Sierra National Forest, Yosemite. There's Lee Vining.
Yeah,
back
so we
there
used to run. I do know we used to run the 15 to the 58 at Barstow.
Yeah.
And then I used to run from Barstow all the way over to Tehachapi. Cause that's Mojave Desert, you know?
Yeah. Right in the
middle. And not a lot of people understand how cool that place actually is.
It's amazing.
It's cool when you're driving down fucking 58 and you see roadrunners next to you.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know, you know, Lancaster's a really cool place. It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
If I could take it all back, I'd move back to Tehachapi.
I know, but it's just so crazy expensive, everything out here, right? It's like overpriced.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing, man. Is it really that bad, though? Because, dude, you know, housing in Michigan, I don't know if you know this, okay, because you probably don't talk to a lot of Michigan people. But
I do. I work in this state every day.
Right. Well, Michigan is really bad right now. You know, food is like, I used to spend $150 to fill my fridge. Dude, it's close to like $900 to fill my fridge.
Wow.
You know, and that's shopping at Aldi's. Like that's shopping
insane.
On a budget. Yeah, it's bad. Like gas right now, gas is almost $5 a gallon.
You'd be disgusted out here. It's like $6.45 a gallon.
That's fucking crazy. I hate myself.
Yeah. The groceries are pretty bad too. I mean, the eggs and milk.
Well, I think our only complaint when we lived out there, I think our only complaint living out there was fucking the property, like the rentals and to have a property.
It's expensive.
It's just too much money.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and I was looking at moving at the let me show you here. I was gonna move. If you go over towards Los Angeles, I was moving. Like, I was, like, begging myself to get the courage to move to, let's see here, Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's the part of L.A., even though I don't want to go over there. It's just too many people.
Right. Well, and that's, I was going to fucking, me and my old lady were looking at Santa Monica, and we were like, well, you know, and we told ourselves, we were like, if this business, you know, we're not trying to sound like quitters, but we were like, if this business idea doesn't work, we're going to vanish. You know, we're done. We're done. We're done with Michigan. We're done with the struggling. We're done with the worries and the dude, it's just, it's bad. You know,
yeah,
and
the thing about California is like, you can, I have insane bills. Sometimes I get paid and I'm just like, wow, when everything gets dispersed to where it needs to go, I'm like, this is what I'm left with. But I'm like, it's okay. Cause I go outside, I got the sun on my face. I'm able to, you know, go have a nice meal with the family.
Well, here's the thing, a lot. You guys have fresh air. You guys have the beach. You guys have all this stuff. Dude, I'm in wetland. Mm. You know what I mean? We're fucking, like I'm just chilling in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, it's cold. It's stormy. I'd rather have earthquakes in 85 degree weather than, you know, fucking, it's going to be bright and sunny today, and there's an F3 coming through my backyard, ripping my fucking house apart. You know, so it's just, you know, and it's the truth, dude. That's literally Michigan weathering for you. It's going to be bright and sunny today. Fucking, is it? You know, literally the newsman was saying, okay, when I was a kid, I was with my grandparents. Well, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and this and that, and we're standing there as we're literally watching the hail destroy our vehicles.
Hmm. Jesus.
You know, and it's just like, they'll hire anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they'll hire anybody.
They just put anybody out there. Who's going to be the culprit that's going to lie to them today?
Yeah.
It is, the weather guys. Oh, man. All right. Well, I've notated the heck out of this thing. I do have some work to do. I got to go downstairs to get your verification letter going in the mail. But look out for that call, okay? We're going to circle back with you in an hour and 45 minutes.
All right, thank you, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye.